Is your mother here? Can she watch the retreat?
We have some hand here. It's okay, we're just taking hands.
I'm not using it still. We can put that out. If we have hand here, we can put out the cause of life.
Om Adhyana Timirandasya Jana Jana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadadi Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavindam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha, Kripa Sindubhyayavacha, Patitanam Bhavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna, thank you for allowing me to speak and for allowing me to present the genesis of the Jamuna Devi Legacy Project and Jamuna Devi Memoir Biography Project. Very, very blessed because many of our team members, the core team members, who comprise most the second generation youth and who freely gave of their time, energy, their heart and their soul to this project from day one are here today with us. And our team leader, Kartamasha Das, is sitting next to me. He's really the driving force behind this book and every facet of it, every stage of it. He has worked tirelessly. Thousands of hours to see that this book came to fruition. Another trustee of the Jamuna Legacy Trust, Nimesh, is also here from Canada. I'm very fortunate he's manning the book table outside. Hari Bhakti helped us with the photographs, and we are extremely honored and just felt so fortunate that somehow, by Krishna's mercy, we were able to procure the services of Raghu. Sitting next to me, Raghu Nandini, who designed this book, and she will speak a little later about the graphic design, but we were so moved because she was able to capture Jamuna's artistic sentiment and in the construct of the book. And so we're very, very grateful. And there are others here who also assisted in the project along the way. And I first and foremost want to offer my thanks and eternal gratitude because we had quite a few challenges. And the book from start to finish, start to publication, really came about very quickly in terms of how long it usually takes for the process. So I'm so grateful to everyone who participated and am grateful that you all have the opportunity to see Jamuna, to see the process of Krishna Bhakti through the entire spectrum of the life of a devotee, beginning with how she became interested in spiritual life, what her early life was like, than her time serving Srila Prabhupada. And yes, he taught her so much. She served him so beautifully over many years in many different environments. And after Srila Prabhupada left, it was what she did with what he gave her that really made Jamuna Devi's personification of what is Krishna consciousness in practice so extraordinary. And therefore, we were determined from the beginning to present the biography as the full life of Jamuna Devi and not just her time with Srila Prabhupada, because the second part is as important or more important because of the legacy that she left behind. And Kartamasha will speak a little later about that legacy. So we thought the best way to show you some of what is in the book, in the memoir, is to show you a slideshow that was put together. This is a rather reduced version of the slideshow that we put on a week and a half ago, I think, in Chaupati in India. But there's so much here of what made up the character of Jamuna Devi, of how she took the instructions that Srila Prabhupada gave her and incorporated her life in such a way that she was able to give them with great love and great joy to so many people and affect so many, the lives of so many people. And so if you look at the screen now, this is what the books look like. It's a set of two books, and these are the covers of them. And I'm not going to speak about any more about the covers until Raghu speaks about that. So we can go on to the next. Who's doing the picture? The movie? Okay. So the book is Jamuna Devi, The Life of an Unalloyed Devotee. And the inspiration for the unalloyed part of it came from a definition that Srila Prabhupada gave of the famous Tatte Nukampam verse, which, as many of you know, is in the 14th chapter of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada last translated the last verse of the 13th chapter, but he often quoted this verse because it talks about how a devotee should see obstacles and these obstacles that come in their life. And so the translation that's usually given in the fifth canto, Srila Prabhupada quotes it in the story of Vritrasura, the demon Vritrasura, in the sixth canto. And in the fifth canto, the story of Maharaj Rahugana and Jad Bharat, and in other places as well. So how it's translated there is, "My dear Lord, one who earnestly waits for you to bestow your causeless mercy upon him, all the while patiently suffering the reactions of his past misdeeds and offering you respectful obeisances with his heart, words, and body, is surely eligible for liberation, for it has become his rightful claim." So often when devotees would quote this verse in lectures, this is the definition that they gave. But in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, after Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, a devotee, there's the famous story of how he changed the last line of this text from the word muktipade to bhaktipade, because bhakti had taken such root in his heart. And Lord Chaitanya did not like that, because he said in this context mukti is correct. He gives a definition there. Go back to that, please. Prabhupada gives the definition there of this same verse. "One who seeks your compassion and thus tolerates all kinds of adverse conditions due to the karma of his past deeds, who engages always in your devotional service with his mind, words, and body, and who always offers obeisances unto you as certified candidate becoming your unalloyed devotee. And when I read that, you know, several times, I thought this so beautifully defined Jamuna Devi's approach to her devotional service and her life that to include that. And that's why unalloyed is part of the title, also the name of our foundation, our organization. Next. This is Jamuna Devi and Janki, her sister, as little girls. Janki's in the front, and some of you may not know that she was Srila Prabhupada's first disciple, and she was at the first initiation in New York with 11 men. She was the only woman. And go on. So what happened was, Jamuna's sister Janki went to New York with Mukunda, now Mukunda Swami. At that time, they met Srila Prabhupada, and Janki invited Jamuna to a wedding. And even before they went to New York, they were going to go to India. They wanted to go to visit India, Janki and Mukunda. And so Jamuna very much got in the spirit of wanting to go to Tibet. As well, wanting to go to India and Tibet. And so at the wedding, and they were driving back to Moscow, before they left, Srila Prabhupada said, well, why don't... So this was sometime in early October. Jamuna had gotten her passport so that she can go to Tibet and India, and this is her passport photo from that time. And many of you have heard the famous story that when Jamuna went in to see Prabhupada in San Francisco, told him that she wanted to go to Tibet. Srila Prabhupada asked her, why do you want to go to Tibet? And Jamuna said, because I want to go this place. And Srila Prabhupada very accepted her, and he said, I can take you to a higher place than Tibet. And then he said, just see. That was his way of changing the course of her life, just with his words and his inflection, which he was so expert at. Next. This is a picture in San Francisco. And go to the next, please. Srila Prabhupada found, when he came to San Francisco, he found out about Jamuna's calligraphic skills. She had studied under one of the world's greatest teachers, Lloyd Reynolds, in Portland at Reed College. And so Srila Prabhupada started using her skills in doing invitations and posters and so many things. And I had this poster, and I was so excited by it, because this material body is a lump of ignorance, and the senses are networks of paths to death. I can't read that. Our true identity is pure spirit soul in a loving relationship with Krishna. You are invited to hear Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta. And I thought, how many of us would be to want to come to something like that? But they were so innocent, and they were so convinced of Srila Prabhupada's potency, and people did come, and they were enthused and enlightened, and it was wonderful to see this poster and the many others that were like it. Next. So this is the yatra, and you may not be able to see this as closely. It's a Shyamasundara had gotten a half bed truck. And they decided that they would do the Rath Yatra on the half bed truck. That's Janki with the microphone and Jamuna playing the Shyamasundara is, and I don't know if you can see who's in the passenger seat, but it's his German Shepherd dog. Spiral, it's lined, and it's just an ordinary little steno pad. So it reads, Dear Guru Das and Jamuna, a good boy and girl, and always Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and you are pleased with the result. You are a little better than Janki, but don't get puffed up. Good. Be good to those a little less fortunate. Guru, your life is so nice, and you are a very important member of our society. You and your wife work. There shall be your ever well wisher. And then he signs his name so beautifully along the paper. Well, there's an aspect of this letter that Srila sent that I cherish to this day. And that is that the person who's writing that down is Janki. So this just shows that the type of nature, that playful nature Prabhupada had. He actually had a almost fatherly relationship with Janki. And so she was never his secretary. Called her in and said, more or less, take this letter, you know, take a letter. And so this is the letter that she wrote, and she had to write it. And knowing Janki was very frank and still is, this must have been a little bit of a letter to write and send. I cherish this so much, because if you didn't know that Janki wrote this, you wouldn't get the full import of why it's so special and why it reveals so much of Srila Prabhupada. You know, that's what's so wonderful about it. Next. So when they went to Montreal, this group of 63 householder couples started very seriously practicing musically so that they would have a cohesive musical group for when they arrived. And this was planned. They practiced. Srila Prabhupada encouraged them very strongly in this. And so this is one of the pictures of one of the group pictures of them in that. Next. Yes, that's Malati on the harmonium. So this is at 8. This is a series. It's getting out Srila Prabhupada's coat and helping him with his. Next. She's helping him with the arms of his coat to go on the morning walks. And then, Aivina Radhika Ramana Namne. And he continued on, and Jamuna didn't know what to do. I can't say for certain that this is the picture of exactly when that happened, but if you hone in on her face there, if you zoom in on her face and see the startled look on it, you know, that might be something like what she what's going on. I mean, she had absolutely no idea what was going on. And so then Srila Prabhupada, you can go to the next one, started jumping up and down. I mean, everyone was in total ecstasy. All of the devotees dancing on the stage, Srila Prabhupada throwing his arms up in the air and dancing. And after the program, this is that famous picture that everyone, all the devotees chant. Next. Sure where that was. The picture of the temple in Berry Place. Cover of the Radha Krishna temple album. Next. This next series is very sweet because it takes place in the Hamburg airport. They had gone for a very short promotional event in Hamburg for the Radha Krishna temple album. And they're sitting at the airport. You can see Srila Prabhupada is looking down and Jamuna is looking down. He's found a splinter on the end of his cane. And Jamuna has always tried to get any nectar that she could of Srila Prabhupada's. So she was very carefully watching him, what he was going to do with this splinter that was on the cane. So go to the next one. It's just a series. Here you see Srila Prabhupada is picking it off. go to the next one. And he's calling his servant over, and Jamuna is pretending like she's completely not interested in what's going on. So go to the next. And then the servant takes the piece, and he had, and the personality that meshed so well with his intense absorption in Krishna consciousness and the intensity that he had to give that to others. Incredible experience for anyone who had the great honor to witness that even once. So the other thing with the car is that they were driving like this in the car. Srila Prabhupada turned around to her and simply said, "The words are wrong." So Jamuna was a little stunned. They didn't have songbooks days. So he said again, "The words are wrong." And she said, "What do you mean, Prabhupada?" And he said, "You're singing Bhaja Hure Mana wrong. The words are wrong." It opens. And so Srila Prabhupada was, trying to impress the importance of singing and understanding. And Jamuna had to explain to him that actually this was 2:00, 2 a.m. in the morning. She didn't know she was being recorded. This is Surat. Received so beautifully, people strung their sari on the road, and everyone came out with flowers and offerings. It was just magnificent. And there's Dina Bandhu in the front there, singing what's called deities, and that was always part of the pandal programs that they engaged in. She became very attached to those little deities, which I believe are now in Hyderabad. And she had saved, this will come up later, so she had saved and, begged and did everything that she could to get 3 lovely outfits made for these deities. And so she had these 3 outfits. Okay, well, we missed that one, but that's okay. It's all right. You can go back to that one. These are the crowns and the Sringar that Jamuna drew of the Alwar Maharaj's deities. And I've written about the story of Jamuna's relationship with Yuvaraj of Alwar and the tragedy that... This is Jamuna's kitchen. And there's many wonderful stories at Radha Damodar Temple. And one of them was that it was a mess when they got there, and they had to clean it out before he came and repaint it. And it was quite a service, but cooking for him there. But, stayed with her the rest of her life. She loved the simplicity of it. And because of the time constraints, I won't tell any of the stories, but there's some wonderful stories at Radha Damodar in the book. So please go. This is another one. Jumma foundation for the temple of Krishna. And just shows you how far out there they were. Deeply loved by, she used to get birthday cards from people in the town where we lived. It was just amazing. Her reputation spread. Next. This is our wonderful deities installation. So you see, Sihari. They were installed and given the name Sri Sri Radha Bana Vihari by Srila Prabhupada. On the disappearance day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in 1975. Next. This is one of the first outfits that were made for them in their new temple just after their installation. Next. Another outfit. And this one, Jamuna wanted to Bana Bihari to have a Radharaman collar. So she designed this that way. Next. And this is another one. So we put these in because these were the first 4 outfits that the deities had. And now they have about 120. So next, and that was the last one. We're installed with the four outfits. Next, this is when we moved to England, and this is just one of the ashrams, Sri Radhihari, England. This one was near Eton College, near Windsor, where we finally moved. We lived there for 12 years and built Mandir there. Next. This is the cornerstone laying ceremony at 12:20 a.m. in the morning, according to the Vastu architect. And we were out there with the whole valley and serving the prasadam and having the yagya. And that's Jamuna's sister, Jan, serving prasadam. And as we were doing overhead, there was a dancing green aurora borealis. It was just a magical, magical time. Next. And this is our partway done straw, and Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur's Sikshastrika prayer. The top two panels on the surround are the Krishna Kirtan Jaya Bhakti Vilas and Krishna Kirtan Jaya Premani Dan from the first song of Sikshastika. Next. And this is the front door, also done in stained glass. Next. And these are Sri Sri Radhabana Bihari.
In 2002, Jamuna came here to Alachua and invited the youth to be present and asked her to give her advice on how to help us mature, how to be better. And so, very simply, just focus on one thing, commitment. And then she saw blank words in our faces. She says to get dictionaries, look up the word commitment, and we still commit it. So then she said, okay, explore three concepts: enthusiasm, patience, passion. And so we began discussing those, and then she realized that we still weren't getting it. So then she gave the little taste of Krishna consciousness through devotional service. And so just to keep it simple, I thought to just say how to get through each of those three things: genuine attachment for the prideful qualities like humility and compassion. These were consistently displayed as a testimony to the effectiveness of our process. So it was really as if you got to know Jamuna, you got to know what is promised to us on this path. If you were just enthusiastic like her, patient like her, and committed like her. So this is a wonderful thing that we all learned, especially those of us helping in this book. This is a major theme of the book that all of us still can for generations to come. This is to on pilgrimage. This is to those families. And so, you know, 10 years went by from that time, that talk in Alachua, and here's an email that she sent to me, and just as I'm just wrapping up to tie it together, into this association, inserted from an email. Only time separates us all from consciousness. Let's use time well together and lift each higher and higher levels of Krishna consciousness. Continue on with enthusiasm, patience, and determination, fully knowing the ultimate taste, strength, and resolve.
Created in so many wonderful ways, but it actually proved that, you know, her whole thought going into it was that we were going to do something that brought everyone together and made everyone worship together in a way that was so fulfilling and so unifying, and it was just very magnificent. And Jamuna already at this time was becoming very ill, and so she never lost her energy, you know, I mean, or her desire to engage in this type of deeply immersed service. We'll go to the next. So then when she became ill, this was at another time, but we went to Bhaktivedanta Hospital in Mumbai. This is Dr. Jamuna, called Dr. Johnston, because he was in a play about our god sister demon leader area, and Jamuna would always joke with him after that he was that person, but actually he's and very giving and very loving. Next. This was we went to visit at Bhaktivedanta Hospital. There